Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Fiery cannons!
It's about God being our Heavenly Father.
My dad's gonna be in the crowd today.
Really?
This is Hodges, launch successful.
Life! Do you hear me? Give my creation life!
Has been a World Series like no other. Good afternoon, everyone. If you just joined us, I'm Van Scuddy.
And I'm Bart Rosser. And you're so right, Van. It's been a do or die for the Dodgers all the way down the line. And that pattern is holding here in the last game. Bottom of the ninth, two outs.
The boys in blue are down by three, but they're not out yet. The bases are loaded, and at bat is the world-famous slugger Lawrence Hodges.
And what a phenomenal game he's had, Van. Two home runs and a triple, plus that big double play in the sixth that kept the Blue Wrecking Crew alive. How does he do it?
Good question, Port. Before the game, I talked with him, and here's what he had to say.
Well, Van, I think I'm going to do great today.
Any special reason for this confidence?
Yeah, my dad's going to be in the crowd today.
Really?
He's flying in just to attend the game. I'd like to dedicate it to him, well, if that's all right.
Go right ahead.
Dad, you've always been an inspiration to me. This one's for you.
He's quite a young man, Van.
That he is, but I'm not sure even he can pull this one out.
Well, we'll know soon enough. Looks like the conference out in the mound is over. I guess Corliss has his pitch.
The count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Corliss looks around as Hodges steps up to the plate. Here's the windup and the pitch.
Huh?
Lawrence, can you get that, please?
Yeah, Mom, sure. Hello? Dad, everything is all set up for the game this afternoon. I'm saving you and Mom great spots right next to third base. You're not? Why? But you promised. Yeah, I understand. It's no big deal. Maybe next time. Okay, bye.
Here's the windup and the pitch. Hodges swings.
Strike 3. You're out.
This is Agent Lawrence Hodges, piloting the world's first experimental ultra-miniature microscopic mini-submarine. Calling Command Control. Come in, Command Control.
This is Command Control. We radio loud and clear, Hodges. The Hypojet stands by for blastoff.
All systems read go, Command Control. Starting countdown. 4, 3, 2, 1. Fire! Command Control, this is Hodges. Launch successful.
Excellent. Fire forward propellers.
Forward props fired, proceeding at 1/4 impulse.
Now would you mind telling me where I am?
Affirmative. You're inside the left sinus of the President of the United States.
Great Scott! The President!
That's right, Hodges. Terrorists have planted an atom-sized protein blaster in the chief exec.
Terrorist? You mean Destructo?
Right.
The dirty rotten...
Your mission is to seek out and destroy this insidious weapon.
Before it detonates and turns the innards of the leader of the free world into so much guava jelly.
We have you on the screen. You're passing out of the sinuses and into the throat. Your speed should be increasing.
It is!
That was pretty rough, Patrol. But the instruments show no damage.
Good. You should be nearing the heart muscle.
Yes.
I can hear it. Oh, oh. Control, it's too loud. Too loud.
Hodges, enable your exo muffling system. Hodges, do you copy?
Exo muffling system. Ah, there. Muffling system enabled.
Excellent, Hodges. Now navigate carefully through the heart muscle and out the aorta.
Proceeding at half impulse. Exiting the aorta.
You're approaching the target. You should have a visual by now.
I don't see anything. Wait! Yes! There it is! Floating on the tip of the president's lung!
Destroy it!
Gyro guns have acquired target. Commencing fire in 4 seconds. 3, 2, hey!
What is it?
Complete systems failure.
Sensors show a large mass surrounding your ship.
I see it. It's slimy. What in the world is it?
An anti-infection white cell.
Whoa!
Use your electrical shock buffers.
Electrical shock buffers.
Press the button, man. Press the button.
I'm pressing.
I'm coming. Good grief.
Oh, hi, Mr. Barkley.
Hello, Lawrence. Testing doorbells now?
No, sir. I was just, is Jimmy around?
No, he isn't, but he should be back shortly.
Oh.
Is there something I can help you with?
You wouldn't want to play catch, would you?
Catch? Well, I would, Lawrence, but I'm right in the middle of something.
I'll just wait for Jimmy.
No, Lawrence. I know that sounded like a brush-off, but I really am right in the middle of something. As a matter of fact, it's something you might be interested in.
Really?
Yeah, come on in.
What is it?
Well, I teach the junior high class at my Sunday school.
Sunday school? You mean like church?
Uh-huh. I was just preparing my lesson for this Sunday, and I thought that, well, maybe you want to help. It's about God and how he's...
Well, I don't know, Mr. Barkley. I mean... I don't go to church, and I don't know anything about God.
Well, maybe you'll learn. See, the lesson's about God being our Heavenly Father. Do you know what that means?
It means that if God's anything like my dad, he's never around.
Oh. Listen, Lawrence, I think that maybe...
Dad! Dad!
In here, Jimmy.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Lawrence. Dad, they finally set a date for the father-son baseball clinic.
Whoa.
That's great, Jimmy.
Can we still go?
When is it?
In 2 weeks.
Hey, cool. Then you better get that application in right away.
Yeah.
Wow, can I go?
Well, Lawrence, this is a father-son clinic.
Yeah, Lawrence, you need to ask your dad.
Oh. Well, listen, Jimmy, do you want to play catch?
I would, Lawrence, but I kind of want to get this application filled out and turned in.
Okay.
Well, we can toss a ball around after I'm through, okay?
Yeah, sure. Later.
Did I miss something?
One more stitch, Ogre, and the brain would be in place. Scissors!
Yes, Master.
Ha! My creation is complete! Genius has made its mark! Behold, Dadenstein!
He's beautiful, Master. But are you sure the experiment will succeed?
It must succeed! Finally, I'll have someone to call my own. Someone who will be there for me. Who will go to the father-son baseball clinics and be interested in what I do. Check the electrometers.
They're at 1 gazillion volts, Master.
It's time! Ogre! Throw the switch! Life! Do you hear me? Give my creation life!
Is he...
Shh! It worked! It worked! It's...
Master! It's rising! Coming toward us! And he doesn't look happy!
Nonsense! He's just a little distracted, that's all. Dadenstein, it's me. Everything's going to be all right. Speak to me, my creation. Speak to me!
Hey, Lawrence, what gives?
Ah! Rusty, you scared me.
I scared you. Did you hear yourself? So, this is Wonderworld, huh?
Well, yeah. What are you doing out here? I thought the Bones of Wrath didn't like Wonderworld.
We don't. But I heard some yelling, and I thought someone needed help. And from what you were saying, I was right.
What do you mean, what I was saying?
That stuff about your dad being there for you? Bad chance, kiddo.
How would you know?
What keeps your dad away from you?
He's working.
Bingo. My dad's always working, too. You think he's got time for me? I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't listen to other people's conversations.
No skin off my nose. I just thought you might be interested in something that's a little better than a dad.
What?
Membership in the Bones of Wrath.
Membership?
Yeah, it's the greatest. You always got somebody by you. Somebody who cares and who won't let you down.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, what would I have to do to join?
Why don't we go get a soda pop and talk about it?
Lawrence, breakfast is almost ready.
Hiya, baby cakes.
Baby cakes? Lawrence, don't call me that.
Okay, Toots.
Don't call me that either.
What should I call you?
How about Mom?
Whatever. Hey, I thought you said breakfast was ready.
I said it was almost ready. Give me a hand and it will be.
A hand?
You know, those things with fingers that hang down at the end of your arms. Put them to good use and set the table.
Set the table? Oh, man, all I do around here is woik, woik, woik.
What are you talking about?
I'm nothing but a slave. Do this, do that.
Lawrence, sit. Now, I don't know what's come over you the past few days, but I want it to stop. Do you understand?
Come over me?
Yes. And you know exactly what I mean. Your behavior has been terrible. You've been surly, ornery, and rude.
Four more and you'll have the seven dwarfs.
That's what I'm talking about, that attitude. I want you to stop it, Lawrence, and I mean right now.
I'll get it.
No, I'll get it. You stay right there. I don't know what's gotten into him. George, hello.
Hi, Maureen. I know it's early, but I wanted to stop by on the way to work.
Oh, that's all right. Come on in.
Thanks.
What can I do for you?
Well, the other day Lawrence was over at the house and I...
Oh, no. What did he do now?
Nothing. But Jimmy and I may have inadvertently done something to him.
What do you mean?
Well, Jimmy and I have been planning to go to this father-son baseball clinic and Lawrence heard us talking about it. They got pretty excited, and then Jimmy told him that he'd have to go ask his dad if he could go.
Oh. No wonder he's been acting so strangely.
He has?
Mm-hmm. You know, my husband's work takes him away from home a lot, so Lawrence often doesn't have a man around. I know it bothers him, but I didn't realize how much until the past few days.
He talked to you about it?
He hasn't said anything as such, but he's had a definite attitude change.
Well, listen, if it's all right with you, Jimmy and I would love to have Lawrence come with us.
Oh, George, that's very kind. And it would mean so much to Lawrence.
Well, let's go tell him.
Oh, thank you. Lawrence, he's back here in the kitchen. Lawrence, Mr. Barkley has something he wants to tell you. Lawrence? Oh, Lawrence.
I take it he's not supposed to be gone?
No. I think that attitude I told you about has finally gone too far.
Come on, Lawrence. The rest of the bones are waiting. You hungry?
Yeah, a little.
No problem. Here you go, a nice apple. Come on.
Rusty, you just picked this off that tree.
So?
The tree's in somebody's yard.
Yeah, I know.
Well, don't you think you should have asked first?
Asked? Lawrence, Lawrence, Lawrence. The bones of Wrath don't ask. We take. The world is our oyster. Here for our enjoyment. You're part of an elite group now. You gotta act like it.
Whoa.
And that reminds me. I gotta come up with something special for your initiation.
Initiation?
Sure, membership in the Bones of Wrath ain't free. Or cheap. So our initiation has gotta be equally special.
Lawrence, Hey, Lawrence.
Hi, Jimmy.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Jimmy Barkley.
Hi, Rusty.
What's the matter? Get lost from the Goody Two Shoes Brigade? What do you want?
I want to talk to Lawrence.
He's busy.
Well, why don't you let him tell me?
Go ahead, Lawrence.
What do you want, Jimmy?
Well, I was wondering if you want to play catch.
Catch?
Yeah, look, Jimmy. Catch is for sissies.
Says who?
Says me.
Well, I guess you'd know better than anyone, wouldn't you?
You calling me a sissy?
Well, if the dress fits...
Come on, Barkley. Right here, you and me.
All right, right now.
Wait! Rusty, let me talk to him. It'll just take a sec.
All right, but make it quick.
Lawrence, what are you doing hanging out with this guy?
I'm part of the Bones of Wrath now.
What? Lawrence, that's... Oh, that's dumb.
Right, see ya.
No, wait, I didn't mean you're dumb. Lawrence, why are you doing this?
Because the Bones care about me, that's why.
No, they don't. All they care about is themselves.
Look, Jimmy, I don't have to explain anything to you. If all you want is to put down my friends,
no,
then...
No. I'm here to tell you that my dad and I want you to come to the baseball clinic with us.
Really?
If you want to go.
Jimmy, that'd be...
Lawrence!
Rusty, did you hear that? The Barkleys want to take me to the baseball clinic.
Ain't that nice. I'm sure you'll have a real good time.
Yeah.
Only, what's going to happen when you get back?
Huh?
You think the Bones of Wrath are going to wait around while you play with the Barkleys?
Well...
You got to choose, Lawrence. With me and the Bones, you got a family. You think the Barkleys can give you that?
Rusty...
No, you tell him, Jimmy. Tell him how you're going to give him a room in your house and be his big brother, and your dad's going to be his pop. Tell him.
What are you talking about? You know I can't make promises like that.
You can't?
No, he can't. So if you want a weekend, Lawrence, go with him. But if you want more...
See you around, Jimmy.
Lawrence!
Just leave me alone.
You heard him, punk.
Well, the offer still stands, Lawrence.
Bye, Jimmy.
You made the right choice. We're your family now. And I think I know how you can show your devotion to us.
All right, Captain Hodges. You understand the mission?
Yes, sir, Colonel Malone. Fly a strafing run over the enemy position and destroy their munitions factories.
Right. Now, intelligence shows that the factories have been disguised to look like flower pots.
Flower pots?
Affirmative. Remember, Captain Hodges, this one is for the Bones of Wrath. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Heading on course. Approaching targets. Firing cannons! Yeah, got that one. Oh, yes, that was big. Targets acquired and destroyed. Changing course to return to... Oh, whoa! Running through anti-aircraft flak. Trying to clear it. I'm hit! Enemy aircraft approaching on collision course! Ah!
Lawrence! Lawrence!
Jimmy, Mr. Barkley, what are you doing here?
This is my front lawn, Lawrence. What are you doing here?
Huh?
You just broke all of our flower pots, Lawrence. This little stunt has the Bones of Wrath written all over it.
Makes sense. Lawrence was with Rusty Malone this afternoon. What are you going to do, Dad?
I don't know. Listen, do me a favor and sweep off the front porch a little, will you?
All right.
You destroyed somebody else's property, Lawrence. It's called vandalism. It's a crime. You could be arrested and put in jail for this if the Barkleys weren't such nice people. I'm horrified, Lawrence. Simply horrified. Why would you do such a thing? Can you answer me that? Why?
I did it because Rusty told me to.
That's it? No other reason?
No. I don't know why else I did it.
Well, let me tell you something, young man. You are going to work to pay for each and every pot you broke. And maybe that will give you time to think about why you did it.
Maureen?
Oh, George, I'm so sorry for all this.
Yeah, it's all right. Listen, would you mind if I talk to Lawrence for a minute?
Not at all. If you want to yell at him, go right ahead.
I'm not going to yell.
It's okay, really.
Thanks, Lawrence. Look, what you did today was wrong. But I think I know why you did it.
You do?
Yeah. See, when I was a kid, my dad wasn't around very much either. It's tough, isn't it? Your dad being away all the time.
Maybe.
I don't know your dad, Lawrence, but I'm sure he only wants the best for you. That's why he works so hard.
I know.
No, I don't think you do. Look, if you ever need someone, for anything, I want you to know that you can always come over here to us, okay? We'll be here for you as much as we can.
Really?
Absolutely.
Does this mean you want to still take me to the baseball clinic?
Sure. I mean, if it's okay with your mom.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Do I still have to pay for the broken flower pots?
Definitely.
Just asking.
This has been a World Series like no other. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. The Dodgers are down by three. The bases are loaded. The count is full. And at bat is Lawrence Hodges. He's had a phenomenal game, one that he's dedicated to his good friend, George Barkley. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's a long fly ball way back to the wall. It's gone. Home run. The Dodgers win the pennant, folks. The Dodgers win the pennant.
One day, maybe Lawrence's dad will be able to spend more time at home with him. But until that happens, it's nice that George and Jimmy and the other Barclays will be there for him, to help him when he gets into trouble, and to show him what the love of God, the perfect Father, is all about. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Our Father was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.